What's up, guys? Welcome to Instagram Marketing Secrets, episode 80. Today, we are talking about the current state of all social media. So not just Instagram, we're going to be talking about Facebook. We're going to be talking about YouTube a little bit. And of course, we got to talk about TikTok because that is the biggest thing that is changing the landscape of social media nowadays. To start off, you know, we'll talk about exactly what TikTok is, if you need to be on there, and why it's so popular. And then we'll go into, you know, what adjustments you need to make to stay relevant on Instagram and everything else. Now, the reason why this episode is going to be very important for you is because some entrepreneurs fail because they simply don't work enough, and some fail because they do the wrong work. And I have been more so the latter of the two in my experience. I haven't had much issue with getting myself to work, but with how many things you can do online nowadays, like even outside of social media, you know, should I build a website or a ClickFunnels? That's what we talked about in the last episode. Should I start dropshipping, affiliate marketing? Should I do Amazon FBA? Should I do digital course creation? Should I do a brick and mortar store? Should I sell my products at a farmer's market? Should I sell it online? There's so many things that we can do as an entrepreneur to get sales, to build our product, to find our customers, all these things. And making the decision on what to do is often the hardest. That's why a lot of times people will be like, oh, well, why do you even need to invest in like a coach or some kind of mentor when all the information is free out there? Well, the reason why is because they'll tell you what to watch first and what to do first, and doing things in the wrong order can really screw your business over, especially with spending time on the social media apps that you shouldn't be, or giving way too much time to one and not enough time to another one, when, you know, your customers and just how your business offer is structured would do so much better spending more time on the other social media platforms. So before we go into everything you need to know about TikTok and how you can use your TikTok to fuel your Instagram following, that's also what we're gonna be talking about. Just a quick word from my sponsor. All right, so let's go into talking about TikTok. So what you need to know is that TikTok is most similar to Vine. Right now, as far as like Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, the other big three, it is closest to Instagram. That's why people initially, when they see TikTok, they might get scared of, oh, is it taking over Instagram? But I played around on TikTok a bunch last week. I did about 5 posts from my Instagram account, and I did about, I think, 8 or 9 posts from my e-commerce business account, just so I could get a full opinion on the app and what I think is going to happen with it in the future. So basically, like I said, the main thing you need to know is it's most similar to Vine, and Vine doesn't exist anymore. Why doesn't Vine exist? Vine doesn't exist because they weren't able to stop automation software. All right. So all of you who are like, oh, I hate how Instagram cracks down on automation software. Well, you shouldn't. Everyone hates like the repercussions that come with it of people getting wrongfully blocked. But if they weren't trying to crack down on automation software, the same thing would happen to as it did on Vine. There was just a ridiculous amount of robots commenting, and that's why it just got out of control and it had to end. Now, Vine had 6-second videos, but the main purpose of the app was just pure fun, pretty much humor-driven content. And what TikTok did is, on top of Vine, they, you know, made it so you can either do 15-second or 1-minute videos. And then they also made it so adding music is super easy, and video editing is basically as easy as it can be from a phone. And they've got quite a bit of capabilities and effects that you can do on there. And that's why it's done so well, because content is king, and that's across all social media platforms. And the main thing that TikTok is different from Instagram is they've added all of these features for people to be able to produce content better. So if people have all these tools to produce better content, naturally the app is going to have better content in terms of, you know, how much better is a video when someone films just the ocean and then they just add a really cool song on it? Okay, just the ocean versus the ocean with a really cool song on it. Because, yeah, maybe it is just beautiful sounds of the ocean when they just film the ocean, but usually they're going to have traffic in the background. They might have a friend talking. The wind might be hitting the mic in a weird way. So it's rarely just beautiful ocean noises. So that's why it's just better. Even if you just add a soundtrack to a video, you can make it that much better. Like, that's why content creation on a higher level is easier. Now, the downside, if you will, is just that because the level of content is higher and it takes more time to make a TikTok than it would to just post a single image post on Instagram, there is a bigger line of content producers and content consumers on the app. On Instagram, pretty much everyone is a combination of both. Everyone is a content consumer, and then most people are content producers in some way, even if they just post three or four times a year just to document like major life events. Everyone does post because it's not that hard to just create a simple post on there. Now on TikTok, there's a lot of people who consume, but they haven't done a dance challenge yet. They haven't created some kind of video of them being funny or, you know, adding music. It's just a little bit harder to create a viral TikTok. There's a hard line between the creators and the consumers. And what that does is it makes it so you're only competing with other creators, typically, right? You're not competing with, like on Instagram, you compete with all of the top creators and influencers that they follow, all of the brands that they follow, all of the paid ads that are allowed on there, and then also random pictures of people posting, oh, I had a great Thanksgiving. Okay, everyone is a content producer on some level, so you do have to compete with just these random posts that their friends do. On TikTok, you're only competing with pretty much other content creators. The other reason why people are gaining a lot of traction on TikTok, apart from just the views they're getting, is they're getting a lot of followers. The reason for this is whenever there's a new social media app and you're following zero people, it's not that hard to get you to follow your first few people because you're like, I'm not following anyone, whatever, that was a cool video, I'll do it. The other reason why it's really easy to gain followers on TikTok right now is because the follow button is on the post. On Instagram, they have to go from your post back to your account and then follow you. On TikTok, they can just click follow right from the post. So it just makes it that much easier. That's why you will want to be using TikTok, and I will show you how to utilize TikTok, especially to fuel your Instagram in just a little bit. Other things you need to know about TikTok is right now the default is for the For You page. The For You page is essentially an explore page. So when you go on TikTok and you go on the home feed and you're just scrolling down, because people aren't really following many people yet, it doesn't start you off on the page of here's the videos of people you follow. It starts you off on the page of here's the videos of just recommended for you stuff, just things that are already going viral. And for that reason, that's why a lot of people's videos are going viral even though they don't have any followers on there yet. And it's because it's starting people off on the explore page and just showing them things based off of a number of factors, hashtags being one of them. Location seems to definitely be one because I see a lot of videos on Colorado check, or it'll be like all of this Colorado humor that I keep seeing. So you guys are probably seeing similar things in your area, but it seems that location is one of the main reasons why it's showing your post to other people. So if you're a local business, that could be a big help to you for getting your video shown to the right people, even at the beginning. So because it's starting on the For You page right now, you're pretty much seeing all these people that you don't follow, and it's very easy to follow them. So that's why a lot of people are gaining a surge of followers. Now, what TikTok seems to be doing from my posting results is it's helping you out in your first, we'll say 3 to 5 posts. It's giving you just a boost. Like, it's giving you a welcome to TikTok. Here's a free viral video, if you will. My first video, I'm just going to go through some of the numbers here from both accounts. My first two videos on my Instagram secrets, it's just at Instagram Secrets is who I am on TikTok. My first video got 285. My second video got 984 plays. My third, fourth, and fifth video, which are arguably the same level of content, got 123, 6, and 64 plays. And I followed a very similar hashtag strategy for each of them, which was basically using about 3 to 5 hashtags per post. So it helped me out with my first couple of posts, as it will do for you. So I just basically took some Instagram posts, I threw some music on it, and then I might have thrown like a poll feature or just some text on it, because on TikTok you post 9x16 videos, which is the same as IGTV, which is just the entire phone. Okay, the phone screen's dimensions is 9x16, so it takes up the whole phone. On Instagram, you're looking at 4x5 content at the max. So naturally, it's a little bit less engaging because the video is smaller. That's another reason why TikTok has gotten popular. And that's why IGTV is popular, is because it's a full content experience where the whole screen is taken up and you're not just watching a video on a condensed, you know, 1/3 or like half portion of the screen. So other things about TikTok that you need to know is that the bio and caption are limited severely compared to what you can use on Instagram. This is one of the major reasons why Instagram will always have a place alongside TikTok, all right? Because the maximum amount of characters you can use in a caption is 150, and that includes your hashtags. So there's not a limit on TikTok of like 30 hashtags like there is on Instagram. There's just a limit of 150 characters. You can use it all for hashtags. And for that reason, I'm typically using the short tail hashtags right now and not the long ones, because I'd rather use 5 hashtags that are like hashtag fitness, hashtag workout, hashtag gym, rather than hashtag workout life, hashtag gym lifestyle, because those just take up more of my characters. I'd rather be able to use more hashtags and less characters to do so. So that's a little tip on hashtagging on there. The other thing with hashtags is it actually shows you how many views each hashtag has, or at that time at least. I don't know what the exact statistic is showing, but it'll say this one has 3.7 million viewers on it. And that's data that we've really wanted on Instagram, but it's not given us. However, I am glad Instagram hasn't given us that data, because it makes it so it's a little bit harder to find hashtags. Why, you ask? Do I like it that it's harder? Because those of us that can find those hashtags will then be competing on them with less people, because TikTok is telling people these are the best hashtags. So naturally, everyone's going to use them. And right now, from my experience, it is okay to use those big and medium-sized hashtags. You don't have to use small hashtags on TikTok yet. You don't have to do that like you did on Instagram. That was something that we did to adjust after like 6 or 7 years of the app being around. Right now, just use like big and medium hashtags on TikTok, because they have the chance to go viral. And there's only so much content being put out there, but there's a lot of eyeballs. So that's why it's really big that I would recommend you at least go do like 10 posts on TikTok. And even if that's all you do, so much better than nothing. That is something that will be worth your social media efforts. All right. So doing the hashtags on there, basically, how I'm seeing it right now, you want to do like a very short caption to summarize your video or be funny, and then try to use anywhere between 3 and 7 hashtags, however many you can fit with the remaining amount of characters. Now, the other thing is that your bio is limited to 80 characters, and on Instagram, you get 160 for that bio. So your bio on Instagram can be longer than your caption on TikTok. So for that reason, you just have less of a message to get out to your customers. That's why I really feel that it's much easier to sell to people on Instagram still than it is to sell to them on TikTok, unless your video, which is supposed to be a humor-based viral type video, needs to do all of the selling for you, which is way easier said than done, especially if you have a complex product. All right, if you have like a cool new fitness fad device that you can just simply show someone using it, and that's a viral video, then you can probably sell your product very effectively on TikTok. The only problem is you don't get a website link. All right. That's another major, major issue with the marketing potential on TikTok. Right now, there's a lot of eyeball and impressions potential, but there's not a lot of marketing potential. Who's to say what they'll do in the future? But if TikTok is going for sort of a takeover, as Instagram did by acquiring the story feature to combat Snapchat, if TikTok starts allowing for like single image posts, if they start allowing for maybe IGTV length videos, or they add story features, then that's when they'll be trying to directly compete with Instagram. Right now, they are a niched down social media platform, and they are in their own way. And it's just a really fun app. Like, just fun is the name of the game on there. As you'll see, just going through like 10 videos, you'll already get the gist of what belongs on TikTok. And it can be difficult to adapt your content to it if you have a more serious clientele or a more serious offer, you know, not as much of a playful product, if you will. Then it might be a little bit more difficult, but like I said, I would certainly post on there either way. Now, how should you have like an initial TikTok strategy? Let me give you that. Okay. So what you're going to do is you're just going to take your best performing videos from Instagram. You're going to bring them over to TikTok. You're going to add a trending song. You're going to hashtag it based off of the hashtags that they tell you have a lot of views. And then you are going to have your TikTok bio to give people a reason to follow you on Instagram. That's at least how I would utilize TikTok right now, especially because everyone listening to this is an Instagram marketer. Now, what do I predict for the future of TikTok? I do predict that it will stick around. I do think it has a place. I do think a lot of people really like to consume content on there too and not just produce. So like I said, with the hard line between content consumers and content creators is that there's just a smaller percentage of people on the app who actually produce content. So there will naturally be less competition. So I do expect the viral posting phase to still go on for a little bit while. However, because the amount of hashtags that you can use is way less than the amount of hashtags that you can use on Instagram, I expect hashtag saturation to happen much quicker. Also, for the other reason, because everyone knows what the best hashtags are, because it tells you which ones have the most views. So naturally, people are going to be using the same tags more and more, and we can only use, you know, up to like probably 10 or 15 if you use every single character for hashtags that are small hashtags. Then that's the only way that you can be using those higher numbers of total tags. So with that being said, it's just going to get saturated a lot quicker on the tags. So competing on hashtags is going to get very competitive very quickly. That's my theory here. The other thing is, because there are no single images and the minimum amount of time on a post on TikTok is likely going to be a 15 second video, it means that the average time to consume a single piece of content on TikTok is higher than it is on Instagram. And that's a metric that you'll hear me talk about when we talk about Instagram in a second too. And it's something that you need to just think of with all social media. What's the average time to consume a piece of content on that app? Because if it's just a bunch of videos, video, 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 video in a row on TikTok versus on Instagram, yeah, you'll have some videos and you'll have IGTV, which is the big thing that throws a wrench in this. But then you'll also have a lot of single image posts, which take that much less time to digest unless they have a long caption that person actually reads. Okay. But when it's all videos, naturally people can go through less total posts on TikTok than they can on Instagram because of that fact. For that reason, saturation is quicker to be found. So I think the viral posting phase of people like, oh my God, my posts are getting so much more reach on TikTok than they are on Instagram, will come to an end probably within a year. So that's why I would really utilize it. And especially after a year, people will then be following enough accounts. And then TikTok will switch it to your homepage being people you follow rather than the recommended for you page as the default. So that will make it so, just like on Instagram, most of the time people spend consuming content is of people that they follow, not of people that they don't follow. So then it will reach its cap of, you know, it's a lot harder to get followers because your posts are being shown to less people who don't follow you. So hopefully you're following me and this all makes sense. But basically, I'm just using like facts here to give you the conclusions of what is very, very likely going to happen with these apps so you know exactly what to do. So basically what I'm saying right now, use your TikTok to fuel your Instagram because the viral posting potential is very high. Use the best performing Instagram posts that you've ever done and repurpose them so they're ready for TikTok so you don't really have to spend time on content creation for the app and you can consistently just put out content right now. You can even do all 10 posts right away because like I said, because you don't have a lot of followers, you're not going to overdo, you know, posting to your followers because all of the posts are just going out there and hopefully finding you new followers. So you can't really overpost on the app right now. So it's totally cool. If you want to sit down and do a blitz of like 10 TikTok posts and then just see how it plays out, you're totally good. Go ahead and just post away. You don't have any limit on how much you can post on there with how it's structured right now. And I would, you know, model what's working on there. But like I said, just repurpose content that you've already made if you don't want to apply more time to a social media app right now, at least on the content creation side of things, which is typically the biggest job that you're going to have. And then just use it to funnel people to your Instagram for a unique reason in the bio. Okay. That's TikTok and how I would do it right now. Let's talk about the future of Instagram. Now,
hey, Bar and Grill fans, it's Jim with Madhouse Bar Talk, where me and my co-hosts sit around and talk about the things going on around Madhouse Bar and Grill in Elyria, Ohio. The whole conversation is unscripted, uncensored, and unedited. Anywhere where you stream podcasts, just remember, Madhouse Bar Talks, baby.
To piggyback off of the main point I'm making, Instagram's not going anywhere, okay? It still has a very unique aspect to it. It still has twice the amount of users that TikTok has, and everyone can post on there even if you're not a professional content creator. So the only problem of why Instagram's reach is going down because of TikTok is because there's two major metrics that you need to think of with social media. One of them I already said, which is the average amount of time to consume a post on the app. The second one is the total amount of time that someone has to delegate to social media in a day. So naturally, if people have TikTok now and they have 3 hours a day that they devote to social media, they don't devote it to social media. They just accidentally spend that much time on social media. And TikTok gets 45 of those minutes, then boom, that's why there's just going to be naturally less of your followers on at more times throughout the day on Instagram. They will probably still check their Instagram at least once a day, but if they were checking it 7 times a day before, maybe now they check it 4. And it's just a little bit harder to get your posting times down. It's a little bit harder to get their likes, at least to get their likes in the first couple hours where it really counts, because maybe they don't log into the next day. But because you have such good engagement with them, they'll still see your posts, but you just wish they saw it earlier so that it could have helped it trend. So that means that you do want a larger base following on Instagram overall is the main way to combat this. Okay. Just having a larger base following on Instagram to help like your post at the time that it's posted is really the only major way to combat this. The other two things that have really hurt Instagram's engagement with people over time is why you're like, oh my God, my hashtags aren't working. Oh, my likes, I'm not getting nearly as many. IGTV has significantly increased the average amount of time spent on a post on Instagram because if they do watch a 10-minute IGTV video, that's about 20 images that they will not see that they would have seen had that IGTV video not caught their attention. Makes sense? The other thing is that they naturally just sell more ad space over time. I think they're about capped off on the amount of ad space that they want to sell, but they, you know, add more and more sponsored post areas of where a paid advertising could be put over time just to see how far they can go with it. And then eventually they kind of reach a cap. I really feel like they are at that cap now because I don't think it's really increased. But when you are competing with other paid posts, then that's just, again, they only have a limited amount of time to spend on the app. So they might not make it to your post. And then the major thing is that content just goes up over time. This is going to be the same thing on TikTok. In a year, there will be TikToks that put the viral trending TikToks of today to shame with how much video editing is going into them, with how cool they are. So that's also why it's going to be easier to compete on TikTok now than it is on a year after people really figure out how to use the app and TikTok adds all of these new editing features. It's going to be harder and harder for people to compete content-wise on there, as the same as it has been on every single app, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram. There's just higher level content over time because people have to naturally level each other up over time. And that's why if your content level has stayed the same, or you're not producing content at the level of the viral content of today, it can be hard for you to compete. So don't freak out is also what I'm saying. When your impressions go down, it's not a big deal, especially if it was just one post. So many people message me after one post gets less likes than they're used to. And they're like, this one got 50 and I usually get 80. And it's like, just do the next post. Like, you're fine. It's not that big of a deal. Even if you feel like it was just as good or you feel like it had the chance to go viral and it didn't, just don't freak out because all of these things make sense. Sometimes you could be like, oh, 6 p.m. is normally my good posting time and I did 6 p.m. and I don't know why it didn't work. Well, that day, there weren't as many people on at 6 p.m. as there typically were. That's not that weird. There doesn't have to be a reason for it. Apart from it just didn't work as well. So be okay with that and know that every social media channel is still relevant. Besides like MySpace, right? Besides the ones that get ruled out. As far as like what I'll say about like Pinterest, LinkedIn, Twitter, nothing is changing with them. They all are very niche down. If people like them, they'll stay on them. If they don't, they'll leave. So maybe if someone that's been on Twitter for a long time gets a TikTok and they're like, all right, now I'm just spending way too much time on social media, they might make the decision to delete a social media app, and it might be Twitter. All right. So I think Twitter is just going to slowly go down from here. But if you get results from there, then you get results. If your post gets 170 retweets, then it used to get 1,000 retweets, then whatever, however much 170 retweets is worth to you is what it's doing. It's free organic marketing on a social platform. And if your customers are there and you have a loyal following, then your customers are there and you have a loyal following. Enough said. Don't worry about it's going down over time. Just worry about, okay, maybe now I need to divvy up my time across to some of the other social platforms differently, but it doesn't mean you necessarily abandon one. Now, obviously, I'm saying that being on all of them is a good idea, and that's so much easier said than done. So I will say that with how many social media platforms are relevant right now, I would tell you guys to have a strong focus on one, either multi-purposing your content. Just like I said with TikTok, just use some Instagram videos that did well, or maybe an IGTV video, or even a story, because those are 9:16. And that's the crop ratio that TikTok wants. You can post a square or a vertical video. It just won't take up as much screen. But if you can post a 9:16 video from Instagram onto TikTok, that would be great. Repurposing it, right? You can use the topic of a blog post to make your next YouTube video. The other thing that you need to do apart from repurposing content is to consider hiring someone. Now, a lot of business owners like you guys that listen to this podcast might be business owners in the evening. Like, you're on your commute to work right now and you listen to me so that when you get home in the evenings, you can crush your side hustle. Some of you are full-time entrepreneurs that are ready to delegate and I don't need to say anything more. You're like, cool, I'll delegate it. Of course, you want to be always careful with delegating to someone who knows your social media in the right way, but it wouldn't be hard to find someone who knows TikTok a decent amount, and you can say, look, all I want you to do is scavenge all of my other social media profiles for all of my content that's doing well. I want you to save it and repurpose it for TikTok and post it on there. And that's what I want you to do. And I want you to do 5 posts a week. And I don't want to touch TikTok, but set up the bio like this to fuel my Instagram and set up this like this and run with it and just hire them out to do so. But yeah, guys, before we wrap up here and I talk about how do you make your final decisions on what social media platforms you should be on? Because if you are a brand new entrepreneur, you should not attack all of them. You should attack one or two at the beginning. And I'm going to teach you guys how to select those one or two social media platforms that you need to start on right after a quick word from my sponsor. All right, guys. So wrapping up here, the way to select the social media platforms you need to be on is by going one step farther back and thinking about who your ideal customer is and how their search would start online if they were about to buy your product. So that's what's called pull marketing, okay? Pull marketing is when the customer starts with a search, and that is how they will identify themselves as someone who wants to buy your product. That's why if I was someone that was doing affiliate marketing for like video camera equipment, someone who wants to buy a new video camera probably isn't going to start on Instagram, right? They're going to start on Google and search what are the best cameras for creating content on YouTube, okay? So that's why there would probably be someone who has written an article on the 5 best video cameras to create content on YouTube. And then they would just have affiliate marketing links on there, okay? That would be genius because they knew that their business belonged on YouTube or on Google because their customers start with the search. Now, Instagram and Facebook are what are called push marketing. And push marketing is where we are going to be more aggressive and go out there and find our customers and put our stuff in front of our customers before they go to find us. Because getting an article to rank on page 1 on Google is really hard. Getting a YouTube video on page 1 on like a big keyword takes a long time and is also very hard. So we can't just start there and expect traction, right? We need to go out there and find customers. So really, when you're a brand new entrepreneur, you want to pick one pull marketing and one push marketing. And that's going to make it so you have customers who are looking for you, have a chance to find you. And then with your push marketing, you are actively looking for those customers rather than just waiting for them to find you. So for me, I did, like with this business, my first two social medias was podcast and Instagram. I don't know if you consider podcast a social media, but either way, it's just an organic source of traffic. My podcast was designed for people who are already looking for Instagram marketing information to find me. My Instagram was designed for me to go out and find new people to listen to my podcast, really, and then to monetize in other ways. And also so I had a platform that I could actually message my podcast listeners. Those were the first two that I started on. And now I've got like YouTube going with, you know, my podcast, and I've got Facebook page, I've got a Facebook group, I've got a webinar, all of these other places that you can find me. But if I were to start off trying to do all of those, I would have just sucked at all of them. I got down the podcast and the Instagram, and until I had that solid and like my game plan was set, that's when I added on new ones. So pretty much everyone listening to this podcast, you probably already know that Instagram is going to be your best source for push marketing. And by the way, TikTok is push marketing because people aren't necessarily going on there to find things. They just might run into things that they like by the marketers, you know, using hashtags properly and doing things to make sure that their content gets put in front of the right people. That's what we're doing on Instagram when we hashtag it in certain ways, because we're trying to get our products and services and just our brand in front of our potential customers through just posting, right? And the attempt at viral posting. So you want both going on in your business, because all of these pull marketing, the YouTube, the podcast, Google, those are going to be the main three if not the only three that are coming to my mind right now. Those are all more long-term moves because it does take a lot of effort and a lot of time and a really, really good video to get on page one on YouTube anymore. However, if you get there and stay there, and there's a lot of searches happening on that video every single week, and that video is bringing in a few thousand views every single week for free, and then that video has some kind of call to action to sell something of yours, then that is one of the most beautiful organic streams of income right there. So pretty much every business on here, you want to be on Instagram, okay? Instagram is going to be the best push marketing because Facebook versus Instagram, Instagram's going to win in every single engagement metric. So I can tell you that if you're debating between should I start on Facebook or Instagram, the answer is Instagram. If you're thinking should I start on Instagram or TikTok, the answer would be look at the top people on TikTok and look at what kind of content they're putting out. Then go on TikTok and look for a business just like yours who is crushing it. If you don't think you can produce content in line with either of those things, if there is even a business who is crushing it right now on TikTok, then yeah, the answer is Instagram. I think no matter what, the answer is going to be Instagram in that case too, because you don't get a freaking bio link on TikTok yet. I would just make Instagram content and do what I said and repurpose your content on TikTok with the purpose of fueling your Instagram where you have a much better chance to sell to people. Now, whether you decide for your pull marketing of using YouTube or a podcast or a blog, that's going to be up to you. If you haven't left a review of the podcast yet, I'd really appreciate it. And I'd really appreciate it if you shared this episode with a fellow entrepreneur that you think is struggling right now of how to divvy up their time. And most of them are. Anyone who's less than a year into entrepreneurship is no ands, ifs, or buts divvying up their time in a way that is the best way that they could. So if you feel like this episode could bring light as to which social media platforms they need to spend their time on, which ones they need to act on, and how to act on it, then please share it with them. My name's Derek Vidal. You're listening to the Instagram Marketing Secrets Podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes soon, and I will talk to you guys later.